Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 258, The Consequences of Sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. So the Apostle Paul expresses the consequences of sin. The Old Testament prophet Ezekiel agreed when he said, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die," Ezekiel 18:20. These two passages and others like them connect inseparably death with sin. But what kind of death is this? Surely the subject is important enough to look into a little further. It must be admitted that there is more than one kind of death, for 1 Timothy 5:6 says, "She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." Death means literally a separation. James 2:26 says, "The body without the spirit, or separated from the spirit, is dead." And faith without works, or separated from works, is dead. Physical death occurs when the body and the spirit within are separated. Sin brought this kind of death into the world. For, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5:12. As a result of the sin of Adam, all of us must die physically. That is the wages or result of that first sin so long ago. But sin also brings another kind of separation, and so another kind of death. Habakkuk 1:13 tells us something of God's nature. That is, that he is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Because of that, Isaiah 59:1 and 2 tells us that the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Our sin separates us from God, and this is a death far worse than physical death. This is a spiritual death. For this death does not happen because of Adam's sin as physical death. This comes to us because of our own sin. That's why Ezekiel 18:20 says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Of course, the worst news about this spiritual death is that to die physically while in this state is to be eternally separated from God. Revelation 21 describes the holy city, New Jerusalem, verse 2, a picture of heaven. Revelation 21:27 says of that city where God and Christ are, that there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 22:15 continues, "Without that city are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Such is the consequences of sin in your life. It can keep you out of heaven. Does that seem rather extreme? Consider how God looks at sin. To him it is filthiness, Ephesians 5:4. It is a muddy hog pen, Luke 15:15 and 16. It is vomit, 2 Peter 2:22. When we begin to look at sin as God sees it, we'll realize how serious it can be and how dangerous to our souls, and we'll not wink at it or tolerate it in our lives or in the lives of others. And what's more, we'll finally appreciate fully the way out of the consequences of sin that God in Christ have made for us. With Paul, we will say, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 7:24 and 25. And we'll rejoice to read Romans 8:1 that
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh, but after the Spirit.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosperity.